Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK. Looks like we're going to have another beautiful summertime day. The body of a missing swimmer recovered by Lincoln County Sheriff's Office from Lake Roosevelt on Tuesday. On July the 2nd, the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office was contacted about a missing adult male swimmer last seen around the Lobon Landing area, that's near Porcupine Bay. Multiple search units were called to look for the swimmer, including the Spokane dive team. The swimmer was found dead on the 4th of July. The investigation is continuing. Oh boy, there's going to be a lot of airplanes in the air this next week. They'll be coming and going in Colville on Monday. The Puget Sound Antique Airplane Club. They'll be making a pit stop at the Colville Airport. Here's Airport Manager Dave Gehringer.
Puget Sound Antique Airplane Club will be flying through Monday, July 10th for a visit stop here at the Colville Airport and then continuing on to their next overnight stop in Sandpoint. There could be up to 60 aircraft. They will probably be filtering through from 10 to 11 a.m. to 1 to 2 p.m. that day. They encourage the public to visit, so spread the word to anybody who might be interested. We'll pretty up the place for this group. It's called the Northwest Air Tour, and they have been through here before for the same thing, for lunch. I don't think it was quite as big that time, but there were quite a few aircraft that came through. It was probably 10 to 15 years ago, wild guess. Part of my job that day is to do the parking, but they'll be filtering through. They won't all show up at once. We could find places for them. They'll all be kind of filtering through, not all at the same time. As far as in the air, they manage themselves by radio. This airport has a common frequency that everybody changes to when they come into the airport area, so they communicate with each other. On the ground will pretty much be my and my helper's responsibility to get them safely parked and kind of watch the public for any safety thing. Don't want anybody stepping out in front of one of the airplanes, so it's basically the same thing as we do as a fly-in for breakfast. On the 8th, their first stop would be Wenatchee, and I think they're doing an overnight stay there. And then the 9th, they'll go to Twisp. And then the 10th, they will be here, and then they will fly to Sandpoint that afternoon and overnight in Sandpoint. And they leave Sandpoint for another lunch stop in Kellogg, Idaho, and then they fly to Phelps. And then from Phelps for their last lunch stop is Priest River. And then I guess they head back. I think it's going to vary from World War II era biplanes to just a small vintage private aircraft. I have one of them myself. It was built in 46. So it'll be aircraft probably built in the probably early 40s up through the 50s. Trainer aircraft all up to fighter aircraft. They're pretty big size. I don't know if any of them will come here. This runway might be a little short for some of the bigger fighter aircraft, if even they have those. I'm expecting it's more going to be civilian private aircraft that come in. That if the guy knows what he's doing and he has a big aircraft, he can come in a short strip, but that's up to them. When you got an airplane, it goes through annual inspections every year, and most people take pretty good care of their airplanes. In fact, some of them are as good a shape as when they came off the line. People really put a lot of money into some of them and fix them up, really restore them. I put a few hours and a little bit of money into mine. It's not a bad little airplane in itself, but you kind of want to make sure it flies. I asked them if they wanted to get the public to come up, and they came back and said, yeah, they welcome visitors, no problem there.
We're going to hear a little bit more about this fly-in coming up on Monday. We'll be talking with a representative from the club over in the Puget Sound area with more information in tomorrow's news.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
All right. The other day we heard from Rosemary Shaw of Colville Together giving an update to the Colville City Council about a recent grant they received. Let's get more of an update on that T-Mobile grant.
We received $50,000 from T-Mobile for a hometown grant, and that will all be put back into Heritage Court to vitalize that space. It'll include a new mural by Chris Bogie, and including a wall repair, because that wall is in major disrepair. We will also include new shade structures, big umbrellas for Heritage Court, which is much needed. That space gets super hot. We're also going to include heaters, so we can utilize that space longer into the season. We want to make the space as usable for as long as possible. Free Wi-Fi while you're in the space. T-Mobile provided a Wi-Fi hotspot for us there. So that's a really great thing that we're doing. And then we're going to be looking into potential for a movable stage and tents that can be either permanent, portable, and used by the community, not just by Call Them Together, because we want that space to be used as much as possible by the community. Any questions about that T-Mobile grant?
Does that have any restrictions on it, Rosemary? What we can use it for?
It needs to be within the proposal that we presented to them, but it's basically they sent me a check and I can start spending money.
Great.
We're going to do some budget evaluation, and we want to make this money stretch as far as we can. But yes, we're going to try and get the biggest, best umbrella that we can to cantilever over this space and shade that space.
Do you have a schematic or a drawing of
yes.
that? Could you provide that to us?
Yes, I can.
Talking about something that's affecting the city that I am a city council member of the city.
Yeah. So. And those all go within our agreement that we currently have with the city to utilize Heritage. We have that agreement in place already.
That's fine. Yeah. I just want to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
When I first heard about this, my concern was free Wi-Fi. People just hanging out and using the free Wi-Fi, like people hang out in front of the library all the time. And people wanting to go into the library, that's sort of a safety concern that having the free Wi-Fi there might cause a safety concern.
And if there is an issue, we can turn that on and off, Essie. We've looked into a lot of different options as a design committee and as Colville Together, and we really believe that ground-mounted umbrellas that can be removed and put back up when we have a big event is the best way to do that. We're looking into the options. In the proposal, we've proposed ground-mounted, really high-quality parks and rec-type umbrellas. They run $5,000 a piece. We want to get at least three. Should we maybe go for $500 at Costco? But those are kind of the discussions that we're getting ready to have amongst ourselves. But again, not necessarily looking at anything as a permanent fixture, but for the events and for when we're activating the space with Fourth Fridays or any other kind of music event, concert, or activity that's going on. What Cobble Together is up to, we do our community outreach where we let the community know what we're doing. We do quarterly newsletter. Those have gone out this year. For fundraising, we've got the Main Street Tax Credit Incentive Program. We have $49,400 available from that, as well as the gracious amount that the Lodging Tax Committee gives us for the work that we do. And then $50,000 from T-Mobile. So that's super exciting for our budget and boosts our budget.
We'll continue to follow the progress of this project, let you know as updates occur with the revisions at Heritage Court. Washington State University, they could be sending a new type of apple to the market by 2029. WSU says they are in the very early processes of commercialization. The WSU Director of Innovation and Commercialization says we're looking for our commercial partner. On June the 5th, WSU announced they were seeking a licensee to commercialize the new WA64. It's a new apple. It's a cross between Honeycrisp and Cripps Pink apples. The licensee will help the sub-license to growers send trees to places like nurseries and more. They have facilities and land in order to do this. WSU looking for someone to take the tree, enter into a legal agreement with WSU and scale up production of this new Apple.
For top-notch service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville for home and auto, farm, life, health, personal, and business insurance policies. Call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or visit them at 621 South Main in Colville.
Rural Washington may soon see how much faster $1.2 billion in federal funding makes their pages load when browsing the web. An outreach of the bipartisan infrastructure law, the funding coming from the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Act, it provides $42.45 billion in funding nationwide as part of the Internet for All initiative. In 2023, affordable high-speed Internet, not a luxury, it's a necessity. $1.2 billion investment going to create good-paying jobs and ensure every Washingtonian can unlock the Internet's full potential. That, according to the U.S. Secretary of Commerce in announcing the funding, it'll be administered federally through the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. The funding is meant to bring broadband access to areas of the U.S. and the corresponding territories that remain without high-speed broadband. The federal government stepping in to invest in the work that we've been doing for years to expand equitable access to high-speed Internet, according to Jay Inslee. Within the state, the funding will be administered by the Washington State Department of Commerce and then dispersed through the Washington State Broadband Office. The telecommunication technology relieves the tyranny of distance by connecting people, bridging the digital divide. It's about more than providing fiber optic lines or wireless infrastructure. It's about bringing communities together. Well, that's what the Washington State Broadband Office Director has to say. At the federal level, it was Maria Cantwell and Patty Murray advocating this bill and funding for the program. The COVID pandemic laid out how crucial fast and affordable Internet access is for everyone in Washington. We're just about there, just about time for the All-Star Game in baseball, and the city of Seattle is preparing to host the All-Star Game. And they expect to generate millions of dollars for the downtown area. The All-Star Game, their festivities actually start on Friday and will run through next Tuesday. The city of Seattle expects to generate over $50 million in economic impact for the community. They say it's already a packed summer tourism season, and it's going to get a boost. Got to bring even more foot traffic and patrons for the downtown hotels, restaurants, and retailers. They figure more than 100,000 fans will come to the Seattle area to partake in the festivities. The Seattle City Council recently passed a downtown Seattle Metropolitan Improvement District renewal. They will collect $18.3 million in taxes next year for services to improve the area. They will have ambassadors of that program such as daily cleaning of 285 square blocks throughout the downtown area.
If you're a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
San Francisco avoided a sweep with a 2-0 victory over the Mariners Wednesday night. Alex Cobb had 7 strikeouts in 6 crisp innings, combined with 3 relievers. This was the second start for Cobb, coming off the injured list at the end of June. Cobb allowed 6 hits, didn't walk a batter, to anchor the Giants' 8th shutout of the season. So the Mariners' winning streak comes to an end with that 2-0 loss to San Francisco last night. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Colville Auto Repair. Now, it really doesn't matter if you need major work done or if you simply need an oil change. They'll take care of it. Complete automotive repair service for all makes. Also, your local Napa Auto Care Center, Colville Auto Repair. Stop in 505 South Main. A high temperature this afternoon, 90 degrees. Overnight low 55, 91 and sunny on Friday. Are you getting ready for the weekend? It's going to be a good one. Sunny on Saturday and Sunday, 93 the high temperatures, warming all the way to 95 by Monday, sunshine. A little chance of some showers on Tuesday, a high of 88 degrees. Don't forget, Colville Auto Repair, they specialize in expert Dodge diesel repair and maintenance. Call 509-684-3581. Get all the information or just stop on by. It's a Thursday. I'm Eric Carpenter. Thanks for joining us here on the radio. This is KCVL, KCRK.